Okay, Rabbi, I'd like to share with you a machshava towards Hoshana Rabbah. The whole Hoshana Rabbah situation is a little strange. Sukkot is Man Simcha Seinu. It's a time of Simcha. It's not a time of Yira and Din. And suddenly, at the very end of the 7 days of Sukkot, we're told that Hoshana Rabbah really is a day of Bakasha Al Asid and a day of Ema, of Din. We suddenly say Shira Matmei Mamakim and blow a Shofar. And it needs a biur how that stims with Zman Simcha Seinu. So to explain it, I'd like to share with you a machshava, and a machshava is true, and whether it explains it or not, you'll see if you're happy with it. So another question, we shake the lulav, by Hallel. By Hallel, the Gemara says, Hecha minane, where do you shake the lulav? So the Gemara says, Haidu tchila v'saif, we shake it by Haidu earlier in Hallel at the end of Hallel. And by Ono Hashem Hashiyana. So we shake the lulav twice. Now, being menanea the lulav, the Gemara, Taisus brings, Kal Asei Hasode Yimcha Ochav, Taisus brings an expression of Simcha. Hallel is the time of Simcha, and we shake the Darba Minim, Menanim is an expression of Simcha. It says when they, Shlaim HaMelech, when they were dancing and building the Beis HaMikdash, it says they did it for Yikudim and other things. Says Ubiminani, and with shaking the lulav was an expression of Simcha. So the question here is, I understand by Haidu Hashem Ki Tov, it's an expression of Simcha. You're rejoicing. You sing. You say Haidu Hashem Ki Tov. But where does Ono Hashem Hashiyana come into an expression of Simcha? Ono Hashem Hashiyana is a bakasha. It's a bakasha lasid. It's a tefillah. Where does Ana Hashem Hashiyana come in to be a simcha? Haidu Hashem Ki Tov is simcha. Ana Hashem Hashiyana is simcha. Says the Yisai that says in Shari Tshuva and Rabbeinu Bachya, it says in Tu Mishainim, they say a Yisai about Hal Vaidah. The Yisai is that any time you give thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, any time that you in davening, wherever it may be, that you say Haidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Haidah must be followed by a Bakasha. I'll try to explain why, but that they say, every Haidah must be followed by a Bakasha. Rabbeinu Bachi is probably the more famous one. He says it by Yehuda. It says that Vatikra Shema Yehuda. He said, Apam Oides Hashem. Leah said, I'm going to praise Hashem, but Pam Hashem, but Tamay Miledes, the Pasuk says. And then she stopped. She had four in a row. She had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. But Tamay Miledes. And then she stopped giving birth. So Rabbeinu Bachya says, why? Because when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, you have to say a Bakasha for the future too. Here she said, Hapam Oides Hashem, and she wasn't Mevakish on the future. So it doesn't work. Now, it's a double pella. By Reuven, she didn't say a bakasha on Asid either. She just didn't say Haidah. And by Shimon, she didn't say a bakasha on Asid. And by Levi, she didn't. But there was no Haidah. There was no specific thanks. Every time a person says thanks, he has to say a bakasha.
But that was four out of 12.
So Mesh is right. He's saying, why was there Haidah by Yehuda? She knew there would be 12 Shvatim. And after three, which is her one quarter, so now, by Yehuda, she said, Higani Yaisa Mechelki. So she said, Haidah. When she said Haidah, she should have said a Bakasha. She didn't say a Bakasha. So, Tamay Mileda. So it was a kitrug on her.
Was she right? Would she have been right in asking for more Shvatim than her Kela?
She would have been right in asking for more Shvatim. She wanted more Shvatim, right?
She wanted. That's
a good question. Usually, by Ruchnius, you don't worry about taking away. By food, you let someone else get the food. But by learning, you don't. You give someone else the seed. You take the seed. You say, learn. By Ruchnius, you say, Shchayecha Kaim. So she gave up. Okay, but that's only because of the Shvachais. She says she'll be worse than the Shvachais. But anyway, if you think every Haidah that we say, there's always a Bakasha Allah. And Hallel itself, Where does Ona Hashem Mashiach come to be part of Hallel? What does Ona Hashem Mashiach have to do with Hallel? Hallel is thanks. But the answer is that every praise is followed by thanks. Maidim, we say Maidim in Shemayne Esrei, it's followed by Sim Shalom. Everyone's Matmiya, why is Sim Shalom part of Haidah? Haidah is thanks. So Maidim is thanks, but the whole end of the Tfilah is the Birchas Haidah. Sim Shalom is the biggest bakosh in the whole Shemayne Esrei. If you go through it, you mevakish more things in Sim Shalom than any bracha. But the answer is, it's part of Haidah. Every Haidah has a bakasha. We say Noida in benching, and then we say Rachem, we say Parnaseinu, Parnaseinu, Chakaleinu. We ask bakashas afterwards. Every Haidah that we say, wherever it might be, it's always Haidu Lashem Kitayv, and then we go, Hashia Semech Avarach Nechasech, we have bakashas in Haidu also. Every Haidah, what? Loilanu after Yeshua's Kaitechnunai. Okay, good. And even when someone benches Gaimel, we right away say, we say a Bakasha Alasir, I'm benching Gaimel also. Every Haidah is followed. Yeshai Tshuva says it on the Pasik, Kais Yeshua says, Sir, Ubishem Hashem Ekra. The Kais Yeshua, I say, thank for the Yeshua. Uvishem Hashem Ekra, and then there's a bakasha with follows. In other words, every time there's a hidah to Rabbi Nishlam, there needs to be a bakasha. In the Pachad Yitzchak, he has a piece on it also. He says that the word Maidim has two meanings. It's thank you, Todah is thank you, and it's also being Maidi, you're sort of admitting that you're totally in the Rabbi Nishlam. So part of hidah is to admit that you're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second bakasha. You say on Hashem. You say on Hashem twice. No, I don't know if you have to twice, but or the last Haidu Hashem. I don't know. So if I say that you said it before is good enough. You're right. The last Haidu is not followed. But okay. Yes. Well, we follow it. Rachem. In Maidim, we follow with Sim Shalom. Here we follow. We always follow. Anyway, this is a klal in Haidah to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Right after that, you say all the brachas. You're mevakish. You know. At any rate, this is the klal of Reino Bachia and the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says it, Bekitzer, that every Haidah, chelik of Haidah is the hakara of Bakash Allah Asid. The truth is that part of the simcha of a yid is the understanding that everything depends on the Bayri Eilam. When you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having helped you in the past, and you're mevakish on the Asid, there's a certain security in knowing you're totally in the Bayri Eilam. I learned this a long time ago, when we have an Amunah that Shiduchim HaBashert. So over time, I've spoken to Chas and Kala, and I've asked them, would you rather it be Bashert or not? I once had Shavuos by night. I had a ger that used to daven here. One of the Texans that we had here was a ger, and he was engaged. And he happened to be eating Be'er Shavuos by night. I asked him from Rus to bring a raya that the shidduch of a ger is also bashert. So he perked up. He said, a ger shidduch is bashert? A bar miyam kaiser is a vlad? So there's a Torah Tumima on Rus that says it is. So I asked him, would you rather it be bashert or not? So right away, both him and the caller said, yeah, Bashert. Yeah, everyone wants to be Bashert. Why do you want to be Bashert? Well, wouldn't you be happy if you did it yourself? No. You do it yourself, you're really not confident that it's really okay. But you're Torah and the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, you know, until you get there, you're supposed to put in your shtadlus. Once you get there, everybody wants it to be Bashert. There's a certain Menuchas HaNefesh or Simchas HaChaim in the Bashert. So that every Simcha, really, every Haidah, every Simcha, needs to be followed by a certain Bakasha that's a Bakasha Allah Asid. Star, we see it is that way. And more than that, it's all part of the concept of the Simcha, of Haidah, of giving thanks, is the Bakasha Allah Asid. It is a cloud in life that every, what? Yep. We say thank you and you want more. So if you say thank you to me, you shouldn't ask for more, even if that's what you're thinking. Most people say thank you, they're thinking. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, no. Rebbeinu Shalom, you say thank you, and you say on Hashem Hashina, you say bye.
Not appreciating
what you've got. Not enough, I want more. But Rebbeinu Shalom is just the opposite. If you appreciate, so you say, hello, it should go weiter. You say you should go weiter. Because we'll help till here, and he should help first. You want it to continue. At any rate, this is the aside in Haidah to Rabbi Nishalaylam. Every Haidah is supposed to include a Bakash ala Asid. The Mela, the Ninuim, a Haidul Hashem Kitaiv, and on Hashem Hashiana. It goes on the two Chalakim of Hallel. We could even call it Hallel Vahidah. Hallel is thanks. And Haidah is this idea of being Maida, that everything is tali in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything we have is tali in him. Memela Chag Simchaseinu, the Yom Tif of Sukkis, which is Chag Simchaseinu, it's really as a man of a joy. It's certainly for farmers, it's a Chag Asif. It certainly was anyway a time of the year to give thanks to Rabbeinu Shalom. That the Chag Simchaseinu, the Chag Misameach, in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, it ends with Hoshana Rabbah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Sameach in Malchusecha, in Yom Malchus, the whole month of Tishrei is to be Mesameach in Malchusecha, and then it fits that it ends, Chag Simchas Seinu ends with Hoshana Rabbah, Bakash HaLosid. It should end with a Bakash HaLosid. That's not a stira to Chag Simchas Seinu. It's all part of the Simcha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us till here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us weiter. I do want to mention that Hoshana Rabbah traditionally is a time, the night of Hoshana Rabbah is a time that people stay in the Beis Medrash and they learn. And when we put up this building 25 years ago, Hoshana Rabbah night, I say a whole night, but till 2 in the morning, we had 25, 30 people all the time. And that was the last few years, it became very, very shvach. Hoshana Rabbah is a time to learn. The Mishnah Berurah, where it says that a person should go to the mikveh, Erev Yom Tif, Erev Shemini Atzeres, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hoshana Rabbah, better go the night before, so you should learn the whole night B'Kedusha. Now, my point is not pushing going to the mikveh the night before. My point is, the Mishnah Berurah I'm talking about, not for a Pashtus, that people are learning. They say the whole night, but they learn by night B'Kedusha. The Sfardim across the street, they stay up a whole night. I don't know how they can stay up saying what they say, all these tikkunim. But I remember, I'm learning here late at night, so 2 in the morning, a couple of boys come in to try to sell Hoshanis. So they walk in, I'm learning there were 2 or 3 people, and they say, where is everybody? Where is everybody? So I told them, everyone goes to the yeshivas to learn, everyone goes to the shuls to learn. But especially this year's Matzah Shabbos, I'm nervous that people are going to learn less than a regular night. A regular night, at least people come, they learn for an hour or two. Matzah Shabbos, people are exhausted from sleeping a whole day. and nobody comes. So I want just to be Ma'arudi Ayilam Hoshana Rabbah, the certain Chasimus Adin. It's a Gemara of Zman Simchaseinu. The Ayilam should be conscious and aware that it's a night that it's very appropriate and proper, as the crowning of Chag Simchaseinu is to end up with Hoshana Rabbah. That's with the proper Kedusha and Tahara. We should be zeicha the coming year. We should be zeicha to a good kvittel, as they say, and a good kibbutz all around. A bakasha from Tuvia Weber. I want to thank him first of all for organizing the whole spread here, and a bakasha that before you leave, everyone should eat a little bit more. Okay, you don't have to leave. Amarev is inside in 2 minutes, I guess.